أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعليه الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. And Eid Mubarak. Today is Eid al-Mubahila. Well, let's just have a little understanding of what this Eid is all about. First of all, the word Mubahila comes from Abhala. Abhala is to leave someone. Ibtihal is in a disagreement, to let Allah deal with the opposite person. So let's see what happened. In the year 9 after Hijra, the Prophet writes to the heads of different tribes and countries of the world, inviting them to Islam. And one of these letters was written to the Christian community of Najran. It was a land which had 72 villages. It was on the borders of Hijaz and Yemen. And the three leaders of this community were called Aqib, Abdul Masih, and Abu Harith. Now, Abu Harith wanted everybody to hear about Islam, but the others were not quite sure of the idea. So it was decided that the group of the leaders would go to Medina to discuss the issue with the Prophet himself. And 60 of the most important of them were chosen to go. When they got to the masjid and they sat down with the Prophet in Medina, their questions were on his thoughts about Prophet Isa alayhi salam. And the Prophet said he was a human being created by Allah and he was a prophet. And they said, "Have you ever seen a child born without a father?" And the Prophet replied with the ayah 59 of Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, "Inna mathala Isa inda Allahi kamathali Adam." The likeness of Isa is with Allah as is of Adam. خَلَقَهُ مِن تُرَابٍ. He created him from dust. ثُمَّ then قَالَ, he said, لَهُ كُن فَيَكُون. Be and he was. In order that they would understand the truth of it. And if Jesus or Prophet Isa had a right to be called the Son of God just because there was no father, then Adam deserved the title more as he had no father nor mother. So the debate continued. And they agreed to disagree, basically. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveals the ayah of Qur'an. This is ayah 61 of Surah Ali Imran. Maybe you could highlight it and put Mubahila at the side. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَمَنْ حَاجَّكَ فِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ مَا جَاءَكَ مِنَ الْإِلْمِ. Whoever debates with you after the knowledge has come, فَقُلْ, tell them, تَعَالَوْ, call. Nad'u abna'ana wa abna'akum. In other words, come, let us call our sons and your sons. Wa nisa'ana wa nisa'akum. And our women and your women. Wa anfusana wa anfusakum. And yourselves and ourselves. Summa nabtahil. And then we will do the mubahila or ibtihal, as I mentioned. Leave it up to Allah, in essence, to deal with it. Fanaj'al la'natullahi ala al-kathibin. And we will pray for the withdrawing of mercy of Allah from those who lie. La'na is in essence asking Allah to withdraw his mercy, in other words, withdraw his guidance from those who refuse to accept it. So the challenge was accepted and they agreed to meet the next day, which is, as we call it, Eid al-Mubahila today. And at the appointed hour, the Prophet arrived at the place where Mubahila was going to take place with Imam Hussein alayhi salam in his arms, Imam Hassan holding his hand, and he was followed by Sayyidah Fatima and behind her Imam Ali alayhi salam. And the people of Najran watched, or the leaders of Najran watched the Prophet and his Ahlul Bayt walking towards the appointed place. And Abu Harith asked a local person who the people were who are walking with him. And he was told of their names and their relationships. And he said, "I see such faces that if they raise their hands and pray to God to withdraw his mercy, then even mountains would move." And he said, "We should in no circumstance engage in a mubahila with these people because it is possible that we may not even remain on this earth." Everyone accepted his advice. They gave up the mubahila. A treaty was signed whereby the people of Najran would come under the protection of the Islamic government and in exchange would give 2,000 garments every year, and a price was set at them as well. So let's look at the key focus points of this Eid. So first of all, the Ahlul Bayt are formally introduced here in Mubahila. Imam Ali is introduced as the nafs of Rasulullah. Now the night before is when we have the event of Kisa. And many of us recite this all all the time. And in the event of Kisa, we find that the revelation of 33:33, Allah intends to keep away from you all impurity of Ahlul Bayt and to purify you with an extensive purification. And the word here is to keep away, not remove. Remove signifies there was something that wasn't right. So that was just keep everything away. So Kisa was an absolutely awesome place. And maybe I'll pick up something from Kisa that we might want to understand the absolute awesomeness of the Ahlul Bayt. Jibreel asks Allah, من تحت الكساء? Who is under the Kisa? So why did he ask that? Surely he knew them all so well. He knew the Prophet, he knew Imam Ali, he knew Sayyidah Fatima, and he knew Hassanain. He brought revelations to the Prophet, gave Imam Ali al-Islam his sword, brought clothes for Fatima, and rocked the cradles of Hassanain. But the combined energies of the Ahlul Kisa produces a phenomenon that is even beyond the comprehension of angels. So you know what? At Mubahila, when Abu Harith, a complete stranger, says this, we've got to understand what an awesome day today is. So today, my two pennies worth, ask in the name of Fatima, her father, her husband, and her sons, and see the world and the akhirah fall at your feet. There is an awesome salawat I'd like to end with. Allahumma salli ala Fatima wa abiha wa ba'liha wa baniha wa sirr al mustawda' fiha adada ma hata bihi ilmuk. Oh Allah, send blessings on Fatima and her father, her husbands and her sons, and by the secret installed in her, which only is in your knowledge. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us all under the shade of the Ahlul Bayt forevermore. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.